Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Attorney General Nkez Roth of sponsors of anti-gay bill on the minority side of parliament after he accused them of pushing the bill to score political points as he questions their motive.
Everything connected with this bill is politically motivated. There's some judges and who are sponsoring this bill, and they don't take a position which is markedly different from what they took about 8 years ago.
And as the rift between the executive and the legislature deepens, a parliamentary affairs analyst is calling for consensus building on the matter.
That we need to build bridges, to build consensus, not only between majority and the minority in the House, but also between the executive and the legislature.
And top story is always brought to you by Telecel. Now, tonight, Attorney General and Minister for Justice, Godfred Yabuadame, has incurred the wrath of sponsors of the anti-gay bill on the minority side in Parliament as he tore into them, accusing them of engaging in partisan politics on such a sensitive issue. He's also questioning the push for President Akufo-Addo to assent to the Human Sexual Rights and Family Values Bill passed by Parliament in February. Now, Parliament is in a standoff with the presidency over the anti-LGBTQI plus bill, following the president's decision to wait on the Supreme Court to arrive at a decision on a suit filed against it. We'll hear from the AG shortly, but first, let's bring you the advice he gave when the bill was in the consideration stage. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Kweku Asante, who has been following this particular issue since it began, has joined me in studio with our statement. Kweku, what does the statement say?
Well, so the Attorney General put out a very lengthy 18-page statement to the chairman of the Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee. He raised certain preliminary objections. He says, overall, the purpose of the bill is to provide a legislative framework for addressing issues on LGBTQ matters. Against this background, I proceed to conduct an analysis of the bill, and this will be primarily based on the Constitution. For instance, he spoke about the bill imposing a charge on the Consolidated Fund and talks about how that could potentially be an avenue for unconstitutionality because, as you may know, Article 108 prohibits private members' bill from imposing a charge on the Consolidated Fund. But obviously, at the end of everything, the Attorney General seemed to have given the bill a clean bill of health for Parliament to proceed. For instance, it says that the promotion of proper human sexual rights and Ghanaian Family Values Bill is a private member's bill and is subject to Article 108 for the purposes of Article 108 of the Constitution. Further, some provisions of the bill repeat existing legislation, particularly the Marriages Act. It goes on and on. It said the restrictions on the dissemination of certain kinds of information directed at children are not consistent with the Constitution. The prohibition on adoption, fostering, and marriage between the persons of the same sex placed by clauses 17 and 18 of the bill are again not consistent with the Constitution. Attention is also drawn to the possible implementation challenges likely to be faced after the bill is passed. Some provisions, when implemented, will violate some fundamental human rights and freedoms, particularly the right to privacy. So that was Attorney General then. He also spoke about the certain amendments that he himself had proposed, and he did propose up to even 20 amendments. It will interest you to know that the current bill, in its name, was proposed by the Attorney General. The bill was proper Ghanaian, and he did certain changes to it and decided that the Ghanaian in the bill, the Ghanaian in the name of the bill, should be taken out because the name was Proper Human Sexual Rights and Ghanaian Family Values Bill. He advised to take the proper out and the Ghanaian also out. So the Attorney General raised concerns about constitutionality, but went on to almost give the committee some go ahead that if you're able to address these issues, then you can go ahead and implement it.
Interesting. Now, after giving this advice, the issue, where the bill was passed by Parliament, but when the President refused to assent to the bill, Parliament, led